Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Palganda, Chapter 16, Scene 5, Further Prayers of the Nagaputnis. We can partially understand that you are within our hearts as the witness of all our activities. But it is very difficult to appreciate your presence, although every one of us can do so to some extent. You are the supreme controller of both the material and spiritual energies. Therefore, you are the supreme leader, although you are different from this cosmic manifestation. You are the witness and creator and the very ingredient of this cosmic manifestation. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Our dear Lord Krishna, in the matter of creating this cosmic manifestation, personally, you have nothing to exert. By expanding your different kinds of energy, namely the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance, you can create, maintain, and annihilate this cosmic manifestation. As the controller of the entire time force, you can simply glance over the material energy, create this universe, and energize the different forces of material nature, which are acting differently in different creatures. No one can estimate, therefore, how your activities are going on within this world. Our dear Lord Krishna, although you have expanded into the three principal deities of this universe, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, for creation, maintenance, and destruction, your appearance as Lord Vishnu is actually for the benediction of living creatures. Therefore, for those who are actually peaceful and who are aspiring after the supreme peace, worship of your peaceful appearance as Lord Vishnu is recommended. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.